Hello everyone. Today the church celebrates the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as always, the readings for today's Mass may be found at usccb.org. Click on the Daily Readings tab at the top of the page, and then click on the date for today's Mass. And I may sound a bit different today because I'm not on my regular computer, nor do I have my good microphone with me here today. So it's not your ears that's different, it's the quality of the recording. There's a story about a teacher who is testing the children in her CCD class to see if they understood the concept of getting to heaven. They were around first grade. She asked them, "Now, if I sold my house and my car and had a big garage sale and gave all the money from that to the church, would that get me into heaven?" And the children all answered in unison, "No." "Well," then she asked, "if I volunteered to clean the church every day, mowed the yard, and kept everything neat and tidy, would that get me into heaven?" And again, the entire class yelled out, "No." So she asked, "Well then, if I was kind to animals and gave treats to all the children and loved my husband, would that get me into heaven?" And again, they all answered, "No." She said, "Well then, what do I have to do to get into heaven?" And a young boy shouted out, "You have to die." You know, we have a lot of jokes about heaven, and it's probably because somewhere in our minds is the constant question about what exactly happens after we die. Now, every religion has to have answers to this ultimate question. Not so much why do we have to die, but what happens after death? Today's feast is about what happens after death, but it's also a key to what's happening in our lives. You know, if you look at Mary's life as recorded in the Gospels, it's kind of an ordinary life to a certain extent. It is a life of faith, but not really a life of vision. It's only in divine revelation that we discover the hidden glory of her life. Revelation tells us that at her death, she was assumed body and soul into heaven, the firstborn person to share in the resurrection of Jesus, her son. Because of Jesus' resurrection and Mary's assumption into heaven, we have hope that our death really isn't an end, but instead a beginning. But also that in our lives, we can look back from that vantage point and find the infinite in the finite. And there's so much more going on in our lives than we can see or understand or even imagine. When Mary conceived Jesus in her womb, she had a life within her life, and every woman who has conceived has experienced this. And this seems to be a model for the Christian life. We have a life within our life. We have the life of God within our life. We have to be attentive to that life that we bear, to nurture it and bring forth its fruit. So nothing is as it seems. Death is life, suffering is redemptive, and mortality becomes immortality.